أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكروا الله تعالى فيها أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam From the first day of the life of every human being From the day of one's inception The day a child is born Each and every one of us is engaged in what we can term a conflict, a battle However, this is one conflict, one battle that Allah has predetermined. In fact, Allah has challenged. This is one conflict and one battle. No human being is going to be victorious. If it was possible or even conceivable that any human being would have been given the latitude, then as the poet puts it, لو كانت الدنيا تدوم لأهلها لكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيها مخلدا That if this world was going to give or grant perpetuity to anyone, if anyone was going to be victorious in the conflict against time, then Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم would not have drunk from the cup of death. He would have been given a life right up till Qiyamah. But direct mode of address in the Quran, Allah سبحانه وتعالى addresses His Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم إِنَّكَ Verily you, my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mayyit will die. وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ And every one of them will die. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكْ إِلَّا وَجْهَ كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانَ All these verses and many, many more verses, this is Allah's system. Despite the fact that majority of us, unfortunately, are in denial, the stark reality is that not you, not I, have come into this world to live. Every one of us has come to die. This world is a passing phase. This world is kasarabim biqi'a yahsabuhu dham'anu ma'a. It's a mirage. It's a trick of the light. Mata'ul ghurur. It is deception. Ayyamim ma'dudat. Mata'un qaleel. It is temporary. It does not carry very much value. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu referring to this. He says, Afala taroon. أفلا ترون إلى الليل والنهار يبليان كل جديد ويقربان كل بعيد ويأتيان بكل موعود Will you not observe? Will you not take lesson? Will you not take ibrat? Will you not consider this to be a wake-up call? Will you not come out of your deception? Observe the movement of day and night. How many places in the Quran Allah speaks about this? هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا وَقَدَّرَهُ مَنَازِلَ لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ يُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Juma, unfortunately, time is very limited. But many, many verses in the Quran, Allah speaks about this variation of day and night, about the system of time which Allah has set up, about this incessant motion of time, which Quran encapsulates in the expressions yukawwiru al-layla 'ala an-nahar, yughshil layla an-nahar, yuliju al-layla fi an-nahar, yuliju an-nahara fi al-layl, day followed by night, night followed by day, day wrapped up by night, night wrapped up in the day, day entering night, night entering day, and the end result, like a block of ice, relentlessly melting in the glare of the sunlight. The seconds, hours, minutes, days, weeks, months, and years of my and your life are slipping away. Will you not observe, ila layli wa nahar, this constant movement of day and night? That sun today is at its zenith. Can you stop it? Can you halt this clock? Can you stop this movement of time? Yubliyani kulla jadid. Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala says, what is happening? Every new thing is being made old. Yuqarribani kulla ba'id. Every distant thing. It seemed only yesterday, child was born, father and mother in their mind's eye. Because nowadays what they have, baby party, or ajeeb things have been introduced in the name of Islam, or in the name of trying to sanctify these things. Baseless practices. But that's a separate topic, I'm not going into that. But in the mind's eye, we are envisaging that day, my son, I'll give him the keys to the khazana, over the keys to my business, the natural progression, the day my daughter, all these things, these milestones of the future are envisaged at the time of birth. But how quick does the time not pass? And the bewafai, disloyalty of this dunya, how often it is that that father was imagining the day, savoring the day, that he's going to hand the keys of his business over to his son. And then the disloyalty of this world, that same elderly father is carrying the janazah of that young son on his back. The reality of this dunya, yuqarribani kulla ba'id. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala who says, every distant thing is being brought near. Many of you, my respected brothers, might perhaps be wondering. At the outset I said there is a battle, conflict. Many would be wondering, what battle or conflict is he talking about? Many of us are oblivious, not even conscious of the movement of time or the value of time. And this our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah, was a great scholar of hadith. He compiled one book of hadith. In it was 40,000 ahadith. 40,000 ahadith. And then he said to his students, an indication of the deep insight which Allah Ta'ala had blessed the servant of his. He says to his students, there is one hadith. One hadith of my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if you will practice on this one hadith, it is equivalent to practicing on all these 40,000 ahadith. So they asked him, what hadith are you referring to? He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ni'matan. Ni'matan maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas as-sihhatu wal-faragh. Or kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is difficult to do justice to the translation or the true import of this hadith, but the crux of this hadith, my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicating to this constant state of denial that you and I are in, that you have 100 people in front of you and ask them this question, brother, how much time have you spent in this dunya? How old are you? All 100 will give you a different answer. Someone will say 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, whatever it may be. Different answer. 100 people, the next question, how much time do you have left? How much time do you have left? The reality of your and my life. Put it into perspective. All of us are on a slipping banana peel. And when that dawns upon you, then switch that computer on and look at the trial balance. Then switch that computer on and look at all the prospective business plans we have made. Then sit down and look at your investment portfolio that you are planning for tomorrow and the next 5 generations in front. What type of guarantee do we have? What is the reality of this life? Our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there are two bounties, two very, very great, valuable bounties that Allah has blessed everyone with. Stark irony in reality. Allahu Akbar, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, most of my ummah will only realize the value of these two things after it is too late. What we call hasrat and regret. I didn't use something correctly. That hasrat and regret which Quran encapsulates in the expressions, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين حتى إذا جاء أحدكم الموت قال رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزق إلى يوم يبعثون. Just few examples of Quran I have mentioned where Allah speaks of the eternal regret of the one who did not realize the value of the life and time which we blessed. When that crunch point comes, and it is coming, al-maut laysa minhu al-faut, there is no escaping death. إِنْ أَقَمْتُمْ لَهُ أَخَذَكُمْ. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, if you oppose it, it will overpower you. إِنْ فَرَرْتُمْ مِنْكُمْ أَدْرَكَكُمْ. If you run from it, it will find you. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Bago, bago, run where you want, hide where you want, put up a fortified fortress, do whatever you want. But on its appointed time, that mort and death is coming. Before it is too late, before it is too late, realize the value of this time which Allah has given you. This life Allah has given you. How many places in the Quran Allah takes qasam and oath on time, aspects of time. Wal fajr, by the oath of the daybreak. Wal subhi idha tanaffas, by the oath of the dawn as it takes a breath. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرَ, by the oath of the night as it passes the day. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelops. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى, by the oath of the day as it lights up. وَالْعَصْرَ, by the oath of time itself. Not only aspects of time, but those portents of Allah's creation that bring time into existence and by which time is measured. Allah takes qasam and oath on them also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى, by the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. Allah is taking qasam upon qasam upon qasam, oath upon oath upon oath on time and aspects of time, in order to conscientize you and I that not only is investments and dollars and rands and euros and pounds and gold and silver valuable, but more valuable than that, more valuable than that is time. This tick, 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 tick of the clock. How are you going to stop it? You lose some money today, you can earn some more money tomorrow. Your gold and your silver and your valuables, you can find a safety deposit box. You can find a bank vault. You want to hide from the receiver, you can put it underneath the mattress or hide it somewhere. A job you lose today, you'll get another job tomorrow. Investment goes up today, another chance will come tomorrow. But which safety deposit box? Which bank vault are you going to use to lock up time? This incessant, inexorable motion, tick, 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 the ticking of the clock. Time is that creation of Allah that unfortunately many of us don't even understand its nature. We think, no, normally you sit in a car, you press the accelerator, what happens? The car moves forward. Ship moves forward, aeroplane moves forward, anything you apply energy, it moves forward. The problem, my respected brothers, facing you and I, is that we think that time is also moving forward. Time is not moving forward. This is that creation of Allah whose very motion defies logic. Time is receding. You are not gaining time, you are losing time. Like the poet puts it, Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali fa'mal li nafsika qabla al maut mujtahidan fa innama al ribh wal khusran fil amal nujaddid sururan bil hilali idha bada wa ma hiya illa al sayf lil hatf yantadhi idha tamma al aam fa hiya kinayatun wa tarjumatun an shatr umrin qad inqada. He says, pagal, foolish insan, you are celebrating the loss of time. You are celebrating the passage of time. Birthday you celebrate. Anniversary you celebrate. New year you celebrate. Someone has a party. You ask him, by what you're celebrating? He says, I lost $100,000. You'll ask him, by you lost your marbles. What are you celebrating? You haven't gained anything. You lost something. A few years ago, I went to one relative's house. He says, I just returned. I said, what you returned from? He said, I returned from a birthday party. I asked him, how old was the person? He says, 60 years of age. 60 years of age and still celebrating. Fudayl bin Ayaz, rahimahullah, he saw one person. He said, kama ta'alayka min umrik. He said, my brother, how old are you? He says, sittina sana, I'm 60 years of age. He says, mundu sittina sana, tasiru ila rabbik, yushiku an tasil. He says, my brother, for the last 60 years, you are on a journey. You don't think the time to reach your destination has come close? How are you going to put 60 candles on that cake? And then when a 60-year-old man with the type of activities people get involved in nowadays that affect their respiratory system, when he tries to blow out the 60 candles, whether he'll get blown out first or the candles will get blown out first, that also is doubtful. But we are celebrating. Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha. You celebrate the passage of time. Little do you realize, kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali. Every passing day is an asset that you have lost that is never coming back. You are gone one step closer to that qabr, and yet without a frown line on the forehead. Today you'll find people hours and hours in front of that shaitan box. Till 1-2 in the morning, where is the ummah nowadays? Go to the dens of vices and see, bodies are jiving. Hours and hours in front of a frivolous novel. You ask the person, bhai, kya kar rahe? What are you doing? With absolute sukoon and ease, what he will say, Main waqt ko guzar raha ho, I am passing the time. As if that time has no value. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Kab tak Allah ke saath mazak karenge? How much longer are you going to make mazak with Allah? Have you considered every breath of air, the system Allah has put into place? This earth spinning 1,000 kilometers an hour, moving outwards 108,000 kilometers an hour. Third movement of this ball, tilting 23 degrees 5 minutes to the right, to the left. This third movement creating wind, creating this motion of air. You and I are breathing in and out. Every human being breathes in and out 20,000 times a day. Don't take my word for it, one day count. But don't just count, take a tasbih, say subhanallah each time. In and out you are breathing 20,000 times a day. What are you doing? You are taking in oxygen. Average human being breathes 8,000 liters of oxygen every day. Do the maths. Recently they said the 8th billionth human being was born. Only Allah knows how they arrived at that conclusion. But I guess, accept it. 8 billion insan on the surface of the earth. If each one is breathing in 8,000 liters of oxygen every day, 56 billion liters of oxygen this human being is taking out of the atmosphere every day. Yet the level of oxygen stays 21%. How is this even possible? Moving up, if it was 2% more, 23%, the number of accidental fires would increase 700 times. Another 2%, 25%, besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between would be burned to ashes. Look! Ponder, reflect over the complex system that Allah has put into place to replace this 56 billion liters of oxygen that you and I are taking out of the atmosphere every day, breathing in, breathing out. Inside us, what a complex system Allah has put into place. The lungs of a human being look like a sheep lung. Qurbani time, look at the sheep lung. Human being, right hand side, left hand side, two lungs. The average weight, 1.3 kilograms, just a piece of flesh. What is the reality? 300 to 500 million air sacs. If the lung of one human being had to be opened up, it will form a distance of 2,400 kilometers. Their tiny pump, that heart, the size of my and your fist, is pumping 3 to 5 liters, 24 trillion cells of blood cells. Pumping it, it undertakes a journey. How long journey? 92,000 kilometers long is the circulatory system of each human being. Three times the circumference of the earth, more than that. This journey takes place 3 to 5,000 times a day, equivalent to approximately 10,000 liters of blood transported by 50 billion tubes to the lungs. Where did this intelligence come from beforehand? That in order to purify your blood, you need to give it a bath in oxygen. Did your father tell you, grandfather? Did that fool Darwin tell you? As far as he was concerned, his grandfather was a monkey. Such a complex system Allah puts into place, so that each time, pagal insan, foolish human being, consider and reflect the manner in which the favors of Allah are raining down upon you, so that with each breath of air, each ah, each sigh from inside, this pukar, this call should come, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Afahasibtum annama khalaqnakum abata. Allah says, we put all this into place for some games and amusement. Wa annakum ilayna la turja'un, and you are not going back to Allah. Coming back to what I said earlier, Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala who says, observe this movement of day and night. Every new thing is being made old. Every distant thing is being brought near. And the third thing he said, وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ, and every promise of Allah will be made a reality. What promise? وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. You and I and every human being is on a journey of life. Time is receding. The destination is coming. Mort is coming. And when that time comes, لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ, no one will be given even 1 second's extension. Muharram has come. New year has come. We are not like those without an imam, without a guide, without a role model, without a master. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that will celebrate new year and will celebrate birthday and will celebrate anniversaries. No! We are an ummah that has an example in front of us. We are an ummah that has a guide and a master in front of us. New year is not a celebration. New year is a wake-up call. New year is a reminder. You find big businesses, end of each year, what they do? Financial analysis. Last year, how did it pass? What are the plans for the next year? You and I also take stock. This last year that has passed, what was the state of my salah? How much was my life on deen? How much am I steeped in riba and interest? How much lies and treachery? How much longer am I going to get an extension? Then you find these big businesses, they decide projection for the next year. So you and I also take a projection. Understand, a day is coming. A day is coming. A day is coming. My master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tazulu qadama abdin hatta yusalan ar'an arba. He says, when that day comes, your foot will be locked on the ground. No one's foot will move until Allah questions you. Questions you about what? An umrihi fima afna, an shababihi fima abla. This life we gave you, this time we gave you, how did you use it? This youth we gave you, spend your youth, how did you spend your life? How did you spend your wealth? How did you spend your time? This is being recorded. Bala wa rusuluna ladayhim yaktubun. Allah says, my angels are with you. Everything is being recorded. Ma yalfidhu min qawl illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Every word you utter, Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu makes tafsir of this. He says, "Kullu ma qalahu ibn Adam yuktab hatta qawluhu akaltu wa ji'tu wa dhahabtu wa dakhaltu." He says, every word Ibn Adam utters is being recorded, even mundane words like I walked, I talked, I entered, I left. Everything is being recorded. Big businesses, they do financial audit. That day is coming. Muharram is a wake-up call. One hand, Allah bless the onset of this year with the great day of Ashura, an opportunity for us to fast, an opportunity for us to make ibadat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your last year's sins will be wiped away if you fast on the day of Ashura. Instead of engaging in practices that have no basis in Quran and Hadith, fast on the day of Ashura. Welcome the new year Muharram with increasing fasting, with tawbah, with an intention to change our life. Muharram is a wake-up call. Muharram is a reminder. First of Muharram, what does the history, the rich heritage of Islam teach us? The martyrdom of that personality whom my Nabi said, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌّ لَكَانَ عُمَرٌ. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar radiallahu ta'ala. 10th of Muharram, we remember the martyrdom of that flower of Islam, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu standing in the Masjid of Kufa. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu enters. He looks at him and he says, "Man akhabba an yandur ila sayyidi shababi ahli al-jannah falyandur ila hadha samiatu hadha min rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He says, any one of you that wants to look at the leader of the youth of Jannah, look at the person who just walked into this masjid. I have heard this from the lips of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such great personalities. Allah bless them with this opportunity to become the wake-up call to you and I. The martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu occurred on the 10th of Muharram. Martyrdom of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, 1st of Muharram. These are wake-up calls for you and I. And I will terminate, I've run out of time. Same Umar. My Nabi said, if there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Drinking from the cup of Shahadat in a state of consciousness and subconsciousness, each time you would wake up, what was the question you would ask? Has the time for Salah come? Has the time for Salah come? Has the time for Salah come? His Jannat was guaranteed, yet the concern. The boiling sands of Karbala, the day of Jumu'ah, surrounded, their water cut off, 3,000 army against them. They are only 72 in number. By the time of Salah had come, the Zohar of that day, there were only 52. They sought permission to hold the battle. Permission was not given. What does Hussein radiallahu ta'ala do? He divides his companions into two groups. 26 face the enemy, 26 perform salah in that condition. There was no water. They made ghusa, they made tayammum. Someone with his chest ripped open, hand ripped open, face cut. They made sajda in that condition. By the asr of that day, every one of them had become shaheed. What was the lesson? Today what we do, we chant slogans. We have reduced Islam to rituals. We don't take the lesson. In that condition, the salah was not made qadha. And the youngster of today in university and college, what he says, I didn't want to take my shoes off. That's why I didn't make wuzu and make salah. Housewife is on some shopping expedition. Business was too busy. Salah is made qadha. New year has come. Muharram has come. Take the lesson of the heritage of Islam. The clock of life is ticking. I have also run out of time. This much appeal I am making. Celebrate new year. Make your new year what they call resolution. Make it this. Greet this year with this intention that every one of us from now till we die, five times salah with jamaat. Say inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq.